Tip TV, I'm joined by Mr. Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. Morning to you, young Tim.
Good morning.
Right, this is all about the week ahead. Companies reporting, Green King IPA, 30 pence a pint higher, I read in the newspapers last week.
Yeah, I mean, you've had a couple of companies reporting last week, the likes of Michelin Butlers, Marston's, both reported figures. You've obviously got this week, Green King. I mean, obviously, they are the largest of them all, and the drive is now into away from, obviously, the taxes and et cetera on alcohol increasing as a result of the budget and the government looking to get in, hoard as much cash as they can, where they can. So the drive is now towards the tenanted pubs and food drive. Obviously, Green King have done very well on the back of their various mergers over the last couple of years. Being the largest, they are setting themselves up. But it's an interesting space. It's one that's been depressed for quite some time as a result of the increase in taxes. But with the increase in revenue from food and also the land asset values of the companies, one should expect a reasonably robust set of figures.
Understood. Who else are reporting this week?
Well, we've got a couple that we're looking out for. IG Group, the spread betting CFD house, they report midweek. Now, obviously, over the last couple of years, you've seen some quite volatile swings in the marketplace as a result of, for example, the Swiss unpegging caught a lot of these spread betting houses, caught them out. So as we've seen political events like the Brexit, like the US election, a lot of these companies have increased margins to try and deter punters from going over and above what they should normally do. So it'll be interesting to see how they view the market going forward. Obviously, the next couple of months, you've got a lot of political wrangling going on. You've got the Italian, you've got the French elections, etc., etc. So it'll be interesting to see how they view the marketplace. Furthermore, Friday, we've got the old favourite of ours, Barclay Group, Tony Pidgley's London-based ship, giving an update to the marketplace. Now, again, their previous set of figures, they were sort of cautious on the back of cancellations post-Brexit, but by all accounts, recent updates have suggested that the ship has steadied and they are looking confident to into year-end, into 2017. So anything less than an ebullient statement could see shares suffer. However, they are relatively cheap as to where they have been over the last 12 months.
And finally, on the macro theme, anything obviously apart from the Italian situation?
Well, you've got Beppe Grillo potentially increasing his Twitter base come the weekend. Furthermore, you've got non-farms and initial jobless claims in the US back end of the week. So again, with Trumponomics starting to filter through, the potential for a rate rise in the US in December, a strong set of figures will give further credence for that. However, the Yellen camp against the Trump camp, it'll be interesting to see whether Yellen sticks her head above the parapet and goes for it, or they stand firm, stay where they are, and allow Trump to get his feet in the door in January.
Finally, Tip TV would always ask the question, will the markets be higher or lower by the end of the week?
Well, it's we're going into December, so Santa Claus is dusting off his red suit. So there's arguments to suggest that we are going to see another Santa rally, as we have, it's the statistics always do favour it. I mean, it's going to be a choppy week. The markets are very indecisive at the moment. If I had to nail a red or green, I'd suggest a marginally lower by the end of the week.
Tim Harrison, thank you very much indeed. Right, let's take a very quick break and then we'll be straight back. We've got Andy Demme, head trader, London Trading Group, to talk about Top Trader. Straight back after the break. Thank you.